We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Charitable viewers, and willkommen. That means welcome in German, a language spoken by about 126 million people throughout the world. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe. Yoruba 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Yoruba 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogotá, channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista, and channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villamayor. In Paraguay, in Bayemi, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Core, channel 27 on Core Video Cable. In Santani Tapiraquai, channel 30, and in Orqueta, channel 32 on Damoa SA. In Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingahuatzu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingahuatzu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environ on Siatsat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, and Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, in Khov Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Erzenet City, Channel Z26 on Alkha Tengger Cable TV, and Channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Swatir, Seling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhaul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Alkha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies Channel 65. In Hotus on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable, Channel 35 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 107 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Chiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCATV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an Australian state protects young citizens' health by making cars smoke-free. In environmental news, South Korea introduces eco-friendly taxis. In veg news, an Emmy Award-winning American cook demonstrates plant-based delights in Israel. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 31st, is the Independence Day of Nauru, observing its autonomy gain in 1968. Located in the South Pacific Ocean, Nauru is a coral island and is the world's smallest republic with an area of 21 square kilometers. Its picturesque blue waters and amazing underwater scenery make Nauru a wonderful place for scuba diving. May a fabulous Independence Day be shared by all the kind people of Nauru.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Haiti. For the first time since the destructive 7.0 magnitude earthquake hit on January 12, the Haitian government is reopening some of the nation's schools, bringing a sense of stability and comfort to many traumatized children. However, schools in the worst hit Port-au-Prince are not expected to resume for many months, as Haiti struggles to recover from the disaster that took some 170,000 lives and left 1 million homeless and in need of food, water, and medical attention.
We are at the Saint-Michel Hospital in Jacmel. This hospital serves the community of Jacmel and four or five other surrounding communities. This hospital has been almost entirely destroyed from the January 12th earthquake. Right now, some of the buildings are so structurally unsound that they cannot even house patients.
This is where they keep the elderly.
Okay.
It's completely destroyed. It's completely destroyed.
Right.
And then I think this morning, not that I think, I know for a fact that this morning they found a 24-day-old baby. A dog found him under the maternity ward that fell
under
down.
The rubble.
Under the rubble.
Wow,
she's alive. We're trying to contact the mother.
We're taking care of a lot of trauma injuries, mainly orthopedic injuries, fractures, open fractures, closed fractures in all age groups. We're seeing infants with fractures, a lot of young children. We're also seeing wounds that are infected. We just finished draining a big infection on a three-year-old's neck.
With her heartfelt sorrow and concern for the victims, Supreme Master Qinghai has made several donations, thus far totaling $60,000, while asking our association's relief team to go render aid through pain medications as well as surgical and medical services. Combined with donations from our International Association members, the total contributions for relief is now over $247,000, which could purchase $8.8 million in essential supplies if obtained in the United States based on the cost of living in Haiti.
Covering most of their own travel expenses, our association's relief team members went from the United States, Indonesia, and other countries to the afflicted regions. In their work with the Dominican Civil Defense, Haitian Red Cross, and Mr. David Cantha's active community team serving, or ACTS, they continue to provide desperately needed supplies and post-operative care, as well as preparing more than 2,000 vegan meals daily. In accordance with Supreme Master Qinghai's request for updates, the following report is from our association's relief team in Haiti.
Our Haitian woman.
January 28th, 2010, regarding earthquake in Haiti. Dear beloved Master, today we provided 1,100 breakfasts and 700 dinner meals for the hospital staff, patients, and their families at the Dikini Hospital Adventiste in Carrefour. The recipients were overwhelmingly positive in their responses, with many saying that they look forward to their next nourishing meal. Many non-vegetarians were pleasantly surprised at how delicious the food was and indicated that they could become a vegan if such food was readily available. Starting tomorrow, the cooking team will be providing 1,200 meals twice a day.
At an outpatient clinic, we joined with other medical providers to offer free services for hundreds of patients who would otherwise have no access to healthcare. More and more ailments associated with the exposure of living outside in tents are starting to be seen, such as skin, eye, respiratory, and gastrointestinal infections.
Many patients, including children, are complaining of stress-related headaches. At the moment, we have enough medicine and equipment, with more pain medication arriving very soon, thanks to Master's most recent contribution. We were also very blessed to be working with the Haitian translators, who are exceptionally helpful and dedicated. One translator related that although his uncle's entire family was lost in the quake, he was able to free his daughter after she had been trapped for 8 hours beneath their house. When asked why he was working with us, he said simply that he loves the Haitian people and wants to help in any way he can.
During this critical time for humanity, the relief recipients have also conveyed their deep appreciation for Master's aid. We would like to add our heartfelt gratitude to Master for giving us the honor to share her unconditional love with those most in need. Relief Team in Haiti.
We are grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for permitting us to share these details to our viewers, as well as to our association's forum group for providing this report.
Our appreciation, all governments, groups and individuals, for your united efforts to assist the Haitian people. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her attentive care of the distressed, and our association's relief team for their diligent endeavors. Our prayers are with the victims in wishing for their protection and smooth recovery, as humanity's consideration for all beings helps ensure our planetary balance.
Bolivia endures floods. On Friday, January 29th, the Bolivian government declared a national emergency as persistent heavy rainfall resulted in widespread flooding across the eastern and central regions of La Paz, Cochabamba, Santa Cruz, Beni, and Chuquisaca. As many as 22,000 families were affected, with reports of 10 lives lost and 70 houses collapsed by mudslides. With heavy rains forecast to continue throughout February, the civil defense, police and numerous volunteers are working to set up temporary accommodation and provide aid to people in need.
Conveying her heartfelt sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our local or nearby association members go to see if help is needed for the most vulnerable, such as the widowed, orphaned or elderly without caregivers. She also said that necessary financial support is available.
We thank the Bolivian government, all agencies and volunteers for your swift and meaningful assistance. Our gratefulness also for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving gesture extended to the storm afflicted. We send our sympathies and wish the Bolivians a safe recovery to their regular lives as we strive for more vigilant, earth-friendly actions to ease conditions as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Sri Lankan President wins re-election. President Mahinda Rajapaksa received an historic majority in being chosen by over 6 million voters, representing 58% of the total. During his acceptance speech, he promised to pursue peaceful development with goals of national unity and prosperity. We respectfully congratulate Your Excellency on your re-election. May you continue to serve the noble ideals of the Sri Lankan people with heaven's blessings and wisdom.
St. Kitts and Nevis re-elects Prime Minister. On Wednesday, January 27th, Prime Minister Dr. Denzel Douglas received the winning vote for a fourth consecutive term in the Caribbean Twin Island Federation. The re-elected leader, who practiced as a medical doctor prior to serving in public office, thanked the electorate for their support as he encouraged unity toward the goal of the country's greatest good. Our accolades, Prime Minister Douglas, for your renewed term, wishing you the best in realizing the highest goals of fellow citizens and your country.
Two new loving huts welcomed in Mongolia, located in the capital of Ulaanbaatar, as well as Avekir in Overhangar province. The new locales offer vegan meals that cater to the health, taste and conscience of each diner. This further blossoming of wholesome eateries, encouraged an original concept by Supreme Master Ching Hai, is part of the world's fastest growing vegan franchise of Loving Hut International.
Serving approximately 200 daily customers, the Bayangol District branch in Ulaanbaatar is already known for its scrumptious and varied options. Returning patrons include families, hospital workers, and other area employees, all of whom enjoy the savory plant-based options.
The other new branch in Avekir is the first to be situated in Mongolia's countryside. It is also near a main shopping area of the region, making it a convenient dining spot for visitors and area residents alike.
Яг энэ лаван хатад энэ салбар нэгснээр бол одоо иргэд хүмүүсийн хувьд цаа олтын ач холбогдлыг ойлгох, за хүмүүст сурталчлах энэ чиглэлээр бол нэлээ томохон одоо шийдэл алхам болж байна гэж ингэж ойлгож байгаа.
Аа тэгээд энэ дэлхийн хүн төрөлхтөн бүгд цагаан алтан болосой гэж одоо чин сэтгэлээсээ хүсэж байна.
Bravo, Loving Huts in Mongolia. We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her vision of a harmonious vegan world. Indeed, may all people quickly join in this welcoming circle to usher in a golden era of vibrant health and peace.
Further mistreatment and violations revealed in the livestock industry. In the United States, Organic Family Farm Advocacy Group, Cornucopia Institute, found that dairy farms throughout the nation, some with herds of up to 10,000 cows in crowded windowless warehouse spaces, have distorted the terms of the Department of Agriculture's organic label. For instance, whereas organic regulations require adequate grazing pasture to be made available, cows in these facilities were being given access to a tiny grassless strip with some hay spread over it. In addition, a rule allowing mothers and newborn calves to stay indoors for a period was distorted in practice by forcing them to stay indoors 24 hours a day most of the year.
Elsewhere, in a presentation this past week to British Parliament members, animal welfare activist Tracy Wooster presented findings that more than 1 million tons of pig meat are being brought into the United Kingdom annually that have been raised using outlawed methods, such as the unnecessary severing of pigs' tails.
In sum, many livestock practices violate animal welfare laws while causing untold suffering to animals and eventually to humans who raise and consume them. The H1N1 swine flu virus is one such tragic byproduct of foul disease breeding confinement conditions and is at the root of the tens of thousands of fatalities officially estimated. Although experts note that actual fatalities and cases are far too high to count. In Europe, the countries of Austria, Lithuania, France and Slovakia continue to note increased swine flu incidents, while continuously added deaths have brought reported tolls to 253 in Egypt and 1,210 in India. Meanwhile, China reported 21 new fatalities among 1,074 cases tallied in a recent one-week period.
Our sympathies for all families afflicted by the animal-borne swine flu pandemic. May this grievous effect be soon eliminated as people realize the manifold benefits of foregoing all animal-raising practices in favor of the humane, organic, vegan diet.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules, are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and Pace disease, or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good, its health, its economy, its ecology, its compassion, its peace, its noble.
For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Faithful dog finds his way back home. Originally adopted by Ibrahim Foy 5 years ago, Alsatian German Shepherd Rocky was taken during a 2007 family holiday in southern Italy. Although he later was given a new home in Salerno, Rocky never forgot Mr. Foy. In November 2009, he left Salerno on his own, trekking for 2 months and over 400 miles till he was discovered by a kind stranger who brought him to a veterinarian to be treated for his blistered paws. The doctor was miraculously able to trace Mr. Foal from a marking on Rocky's body. Speaking of their mutually joyous reunion, Mr. Foal said, "I recognized him instantly. He recognized me as well and jumped on me. I think he always knew he would find a way back." What a smart and loyal companion you are, Rocky. We join in happiness at your reunion as we send a big thanks to the Good Samaritan and the veterinarian who aided in your return home. May you and Mr. Foal be ever blessed in each other's company and loving companionship.
Save Our Planet. UK's Environmental Secretary calls for action to protect biodiversity. In an article written for the British Broadcasting Corporation's online news, Right Honourable Hilary Benn, Member of Parliament and UK Secretary of State for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, cautioned that biodiversity worldwide is reaching a point of irreversible loss, highlighting the interdependence between human activities and ecological systems. He warned that deforestation, overfishing and other environmental abuse is impacting sustainability on all levels.
Secretary Benn stated, "Our ecosystems also sustain us and our economies, purifying our drinking water, producing our food and regulating our climate. Climate change and biodiversity are inextricably linked. We ignore such natural capital at our peril." His Excellency concluded by urging for continued protective measures with close monitoring for effectiveness, saying that the time to act is now.
Our earnest appreciation, Your Excellency Hilary Benn, for bringing attention to the vital safeguarding of Earth's biodiversity. Let us be quickly motivated to work together in saving our irreplaceable planet and co-inhabitants.
Concern for our global welfare, Supreme Master Ching Hai has often emphasized the need to act to protect all beings on Earth, as during July 2008 Heart Touch Tour video conference in Formosa or Taiwan.
Up to now, we have lost so many, not just marine lives, but land species. They disappear faster than we can imagine. They suffer a lot. They die. Or they completely disappear because of our careless management of the world. And we just feel like it doesn't concern us, or that we are not responsible for their plight, for the death and disappearance of our precious co-inhabitants. But the fact is that we are responsible. We have to stop the harmful effect of meat consumption. Then we will see a happy, sufficient and satisfied world manifest in front of our eyes in a matter of weeks.
Save Our Planet, in collaboration with US-based computer company IBM, the King Abdullah C City for Science and Technology in Saudi Arabia, launches a national initiative for water desalination through solar energy to provide the valued resource sustainably and at lower cost.
Save Our Planet. In a letter sent to Governor Bobby Jindal of Louisiana, USA, 32 scientists cite peer-reviewed studies in saying that the state's fast-rising sea levels are linked to the greenhouse gases released by its industries, saying that mitigation and restorative actions are urgently needed to avoid more damaging impacts.
Save Our Planet. Austrian scientist Wolfgang Schöner highlights the magnitude of glacial retreat in the Eastern Alps firsthand by showing that an 18-foot pole buried at the site of the country's Goldberg Glacier is one-third exposed due to melting just 1 month after its placement.
Save Our Planet. In discussions of a UN Development Programme project to mitigate global warming in Uruguay, project coordinator Federico Furla states that the largest greenhouse gas emitted in the country's southern region is not carbon dioxide, but methane from cattle.
Hi all, I'm Timo the Tapir, and I love my plant-based diet. Today I have a tip about a way to protect your computer. If you have an antivirus program you are using, make sure you always update. That should help ensure a smoother operations. Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for watching, and here's the weather around the world.
In health news, an Australian state makes cars smoke-free for youth. At the beginning of 2010, the state of Victoria outlawed smoking in cars in which individuals under the age of 18 are passengers. This is part of a government plan to reduce the medical harm caused by the unhealthy addiction. Our thankfulness and God bless Victoria for taking steps to safeguard the well-being of your next generation. May people worldwide adopt life-affirming habits for happiness in body, mind, and spirit.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
In environmental news, South Korea introduces eco-friendly taxis. The Seoul Metropolitan Government started test running green taxis. The plan is to transform current taxis into hybrid ones. The earth-friendly vehicles are each expected to decrease annual greenhouse gas emissions by over 6 tons. In addition, they should reduce air pollution emissions such as nitrogen oxide by 50%. The endeavor is the result of a collaboration between the city's government, the Ministry of Environment of South Korea, the Korea National Joint Conference of Taxi Association, the Korea Liquefied Petroleum Gas Association, and Hyundai Kia Motors. Our sincere appreciation, Seoul Metropolitan Government and all parties involved, for your joint efforts. May all beings be blessed with pristine air, pure water, and nutritious plant-based food on a vibrant, long-lasting planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, Israelis show openness to a plant-based diet. We'll go listen to some heavenly music now, be back soon. Stay tuned for more rewarding news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, worthwhile news for a higher standard world. In Veg News, an American Emmy Award-winning plant-based chef shares her culinary skills in Israel. Miss Christina Pirello spent over a week in Israel demonstrating macrobiotic vegan food preparation. Ms. Pirello feels that the transition to the animal-free fare may help to bring harmony to the region. She said, "One thing I've noticed in my many years of keeping a plant-based diet is that people who eat plants, while they may not always agree with each other, always see the other opinion as valid." Her host, Ms. Jeanat Rice, said that there is an openness among Israelis to alternative diets. Bravo, Ms. Christina Pirello and Ms. Jeanat Rice, for sharing your love of the healthy and humane style of food. May people around the world embrace the gentle vegan lifestyle to help bring peace on earth.
Vegetarianism in religion. The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat. Because of the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Ksiti Garba Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying or creating evil karma by worshiping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious, thus delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kshitigarbha Sutra.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius.
Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood. If ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata, Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Let's share some fun and laughter with a joke told in Afrikaans entitled Standing Farmer.
Een man was bezig om op een plattelandse pad te ry. Toe sien hy hoe een boer staan in die middel van een groot veld gras. Hy trek toe sy kar van die pad af en let op dat die boer staan net daar. Hy doen niks en kyk na niks. Die man klim uit sy kar en loop al die pad na die boer en vra hom, Ach, excuse meneer, maar wat doen jy? Die boer antwoord, Ek probeer een Nobelprys wen. Hoe? Vra die man verbaas. Wel, ek het gehoor, hulle gee een Nobelprys vir mense wat uitstaan in hulle veld.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I want to know how I can contribute to ensure that global warming is stopped in my own little way. I am a student in the Nigerian Higher Institution. Thanks, Kevin from Abuja, Nigeria.
Caring Kevin, thank you for your vital concern. Supreme Master Ching Hai and many world-recognized experts have on many occasions clearly demonstrated that by adopting the vegan diet, we are taking the most significant step to reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Please help share this urgent information with others. You can download any videos or flyers that will assist you free of charge at suprememastertv.com/SOS with heaven's grace to you and your fine Nigerian co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Gott sin Sie, which means God bless in German.
May your life be illuminated by the grace of higher love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Reunification negotiations between Greek Cypriot President Dimitris Christofias and Turkish Cypriot leader Mehmet Ali Talat are reported by the United Nations to be making significant progress.
U.S. General Stanley McChrystal, the lead North Atlantic Treaty Organization's, or NATO, commander in Afghanistan, indicates a willingness to engage in peace talks with the Taliban for a diplomatic resolution.
In a speech giving tribute to French Muslim soldiers, France's President Nicolas Sarkozy highlighted the country's civic principles of shared tolerance and respect that encourage peace among all faiths.
Hollywood actress and vegan Alicia Silverstone appears on the internationally televised Oprah Winfrey Show to speak about the many benefits of the plant-based diet and her favorite foods.
Air New Zealand introduces the Sky Couch, an airline bed that transforms from passenger seats and footrests to more comfortably accommodate individuals and families during international flights.
South Korea's President Lee Myung-bak states his willingness to meet with the Supreme Leader of North Korea to promote peace on the Korean Peninsula.
In the United Kingdom, 8-year-old Missy the cat, who was injured in a car accident, is doing well after becoming the first feline to receive an artificial knee.
The California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation proposes amended regulations that would enable inmates to request vegetarian diets based upon personal, ethical, or religious preference.
Speaking in commemoration of a 1992 peace agreement, El Salvador's President Mauricio Funes formally apologizes for human rights violations in the country's past.
To ensure the safety of Iraqi youth, the Mine Advisory Group and UNICEF are providing training on the dangers of small arms and weapons in schools and organizations across several cities in the nation.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.